UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
In 1976, the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, acquired the 110.69-hectare Fairy Hill property in Portland, of which Winifred Beach is a part. This means that the corporation is the sole owner of the Winifred property, including the beach. It also means that the UDC has legal rights to develop the beach to acceptable operating standards for all Jamaicans. General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm, recognizes that incorrect information continues to be circulated in the public domain regarding the Winifred Beach. In today's program, he will state the facts in the interest of all concerned. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Stay with us. A group of citizens called the Winifred Benevolent Society brought a claim for prescriptive rights when the property was being sold by the Administrator General. According to General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm, the group anticipated that the property may have been divested to private interest, but this was not the case. In October 2014, the Port Antonio Resident Magistrates Court ordered with consent that UDC apply for a separate title for the Winifred Beach and create on this new title an easement for the right of the public to access the beach for bathing and recreation purposes. The agreement stated that the UDC should apply for a separate title for the Winifred Beach lands within 90 days.
There was never a trial. There was a settlement based on intervention by the society. And the matter was settled at mediation and the agreement endorsed by the court with the consent order of both parties. There is no adversarial relationship between UDC and the people of Portland. We have begun to take steps to respond to the order of the court, and we have instituted a survey to establish the property on a separate title, meaning that you'll have a title that speaks to the beach itself and another title to speak to the land.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. The UDC says it is aware of claims that there are persons allegedly charging fees for persons to access the beach.
The UDC does not do that. The UDC is the owners of the property, and it is illegal for anyone to do so. Persons who are doing so should cease.
The Winifred Beach is licensed as a public beach and will be gazetted into law as such.
We will provide access to the beach by developing walkways, etc. The plan of development takes in consideration public safety to include the provision of lifeguards, the provision of public amenities such as adequate and proper sanitary and changing facilities. Restaurants and other services to enhance the use of the beach will also be provided. To maintain a public beach up to certain standards, including provision of lifeguards, there's a cost, and as such, sometimes once the beach is developed properly, what we charge a fee just to cover the expenses to provide public safety. And usually those fees are extremely nominal. It ranges from $150 for children, and the maximum we have maybe is $250 per year.
Did you know that the UDC operates several public beaches to which the public has access at a nominal fee? These include Fort Clarence Beach Park, Duns River Beach, Ocherius Bay Beach, and Long Bay Beach Park. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at www.udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.